Nachash Vayishlach. We're back to the the parsha from Vayishlach. We have the famous meeting when Yaakov and Esau meet up, but beforehand Yaakov Avinu is Vayivose Yaakov Levadoi. Yaakov remains alone. Vayoel Bekishimo Elos HaShachar. And the ish is ovek imoy at Alos HaShachar. A man wrestles with him until Alos HaShachar. What happens that he's levadoi? Rashi brings shochach pachim ketanim. He forgot small vessels, small cards, small jugs. The chozar aleihem, he returned for those jugs. And that returning, he was alone, away from his family. And there was a struggle. We know this struggle was not an ish, it was the sorrow shel Esav. And he came, as we had to Chazal bring, to fight, to wrestle with Yaakov Avinu. Chofetz Chaim already discusses why Dafke Yaakov Avinu was the one that we found such an interesting exchange. By none other the others, we find such a fight, such a struggle. Everybody struggles with the Yetzirah, but it's spoken out, it's shown in a way of a confrontation on the ground as a wrestling between Esar Shel Esav and Yaakov Avinu. We don't find it by the other of us. The Chofetz Chaim's famous word, he says that the Damalach, the Msar Dafka, came to fight Yaakov because the Malach, the Sar Shel Esav, the Samal, he knows, as the Chofetz Chaim says, he doesn't mind a person could fast the whole day, he could cross old ladies across the street all day, but he does one thing that bothers him, one thing that gets him, irks him very much, one thing that he puts all his koichos against, says the Chofetz Chaim, that's the midah of Torah, because Torah is our ammunition to fight him, and a person without ammunition can't be victorious. So the Yetzer puts all his koichos to stop a person to learn. When it comes to other areas of Ruchnius, says the Chofetz Chaim, obviously he doesn't want to do any mitzvahs, but he won't be so attackful, because he knows that the person has Torah, koyach of Torah, barosi yetzahara, barosi toratavu. But and his excuse to get us to mevatel the Torah, any excuse to get us to show up to our learning, to take us away from our learning with all different types of terutzim and svaris and all different zach, and it's all unbelievable, Rabbi Yisrael. But he knows that's our koyach, our koyel kol yankiv. So says the Eilek HaChofetz Chaim. We want to say maybe another mahalach of this. The interesting lashon vayeovek ish imoy. Rashi explains the lashon of ovek, why the lashon was used. We want to explain it also another way. Be'ez Hashem. And what's the significance of the pachim kitanim that he was going out for at this moment? That's when exactly the Shara Shalesa. Practical, it was because that's the only time he was really alone. In the meantime, he's with the family. But in Oim Ek, what's the side of the Shochach Pachim Kitanim that he went back to Afka for the Pachim Kitanim? The side of the Koyach of Samal, the first one say that we're talking over here. Be'emes, we have the famous exchange at the end of the parsha when he meets up with the Malach, and the Malach finally Yaakov wins out. You fought with Anoshim and with Malachim, Vatuchal, and that's why you're going to have a name called Yisrael. Lashon Tsar. Vayishal Yaakov. But the conversation continues. Vayishal Yaakov, Vayoyma, Hagid Anoshmecha. Please tell me your name. Yaakov asks a very simple question. Can I know your name? You were telling me my name. Let's make a, you know, exchange names over here. What's your name? By the way, what's your name? So the Malach says, why are you asking my name? That's the end of the conversation. Very, very interesting conversation. I'm saying, the guy asked your name. What do you mean, why are you asking my name? First of all, who cares why he's asking my name? I asked your name. Is that polite? Why are you asking my name? I want to know your name. Why else am I asking your name? Because I want to know your name. I want to know who you are. Why are you asking my name? It's a very strange answer to why are you asking my name. A guy comes over, what's your name? Why are you asking my name? I want to know who you are. Obviously, that's why I'm asking your name. What's the answer? Why are you asking my name? Oh, so the Mahalich goes like this. Be'etzem, the Yisod from the Bria in the Welt, Rabbi Yisai, Odom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Boro Esa Odom Yoshor. Hashem made the human being Yoshor. We were created Yashar. Yashar is the kavana, is the understanding that everything in this world, everything in the creation, everything in the being has a realism to it. Yashar is tapping into that realism. However, we went ahead and we caused ourselves a tremendous, tremendous downfall because we asked for cheshbonos rabin. What's the pshat? The Beis HaLevi in Parshas Breishis is masber a big yisoid. The Beis Halevi is masber the whole yisod of the Yetzer Hara before the Achilas Eitz Hadas and the Yetzer Hara after the Achilas Eitz Hadas. Before the Achilas Eitz Hadas, it was Stam, something that was Mibachutz totally. A person understood there was a drawing towards going against the Ratzon Hashem, but everything was lefi its realism. There was no such metzias as fantasy, as dimyon. Whatever it was, the Yetzer Hara, that's exactly how it was painted. When the Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas and he was machdis the koyach of Cheshvoinis Rabim, and so Cheshvoinis Rabim, in all the words of his Levi's Masber, he was now brought into a different whole understanding, a different whole metzias, that now something could be painted, something could be overwashed, something could be fantasized way above what it really causes for the pleasure that it gives. And that the Beis Halevi's Masber, that there was no real Misa that came to the world. The Pshat that Misa came with that is because fantasy creates a tremendous outpouring of energy. When a person fantasizes, that thing is so amazing, so out of this world, he invests energy, much energy. The problem is, the real return on it is zero. Says the Beis Halevi, because we got this koyach of dimyon and we start to fantasize, all that energy that's invested in the fantasizing is laid out, and there's no gasoline to fill it up with the pleasure that comes in, because it's shmek tabach, it's nothing. But the koyvi Hashem yachlifu koyach, says the Beis Halevi, when it comes to Torah and Ruchni and avodas Hashem, there exactly what you lay out is when it's real, it's totally real, it's 100% real. The koyvi Hashem yachlifu koyach. But that's the pshat and Nisa. The koyach of Samoel, the koyach of the Yetzer, of the Tsar, is to paint the picture much greater than it is. To show us the world in a world of fantasy. In a world that the Olam Hazeh seems to be so, and it's really shmek tabuk, it's nothing. Yaakov Avinu is the one that has been mashlim in this nida of that everything in this world, he wasn't drawn into any of the gashmi of this world that would lead him to a world that chashed to think that who knows what. Everything Yaakov Avinu was shalem ad asoif. There was no taka world of dimyoy. There was no world of fantasy. There was no world of being chutz from what it really was. This was the struggle that the Tsar came to, because here Yaakov Avinu did show a little. Be'etzem Basov Shel Dover, it wasn't really that, but Yaakov Avinu went back for his pachim ketanim. He went back for a gashmi stikatim. Hagam, the Gemara says, because he was chaviv, and that was his kavana. Because chaviv tzadikim the mamoinim yoisim migufam, it's more chaviv because they don't want to chas v'shalom to come to get gezel. And Yaakov Avinu in the oimek was going back because he these tpachim ketanim, they also have purpose. They're pachim ketanim, they're little vessels, little jugs, but they also have purpose. They also have meaning. But in the outside of it, it looks the outside. Yaakov Avinu is going back for his money. Then he ham shocha from Olam Hazeh. You have to have all your money. You can't miss out on shum But really, in the Oymek, Yaakov Avinu was going bad because Vakert, the Pacham HaKetanim, Vayeovik Yishimo, he came along to Samuel, and he tried to make a Lashon of Vayeovik, Lashon Ovok, Ovok, the Lashon of Kukul, Koshin Tichle, a Lashon of Ovok, of disguise. Kiilu, the fantasy, try to create, and Yaakov Avinu takes Nimshach, Vayeovik, Vayeovik, was Dovok, that he's going back only and only for the Pacham Ketanim, for the purpose, because he wants to have those Pacham Ketanim, because they also have a Tachlis in this world. Until Alois HaShachar, when the clarity was so clear, the Ovak dispersed, and that was Tal Yaakov Avinu stayed strong till the morning. There was no Netiyah towards the Olam Hazeh. It was Tachlis for the Pacham Ketanim, for the Shem Pacham Ketanim. And this is Taka, the name of the Samaot. Lom Hazeh Tishal Hashmi is not avoiding the question. But Lom Hazeh Tishal Hashmi is his essence. Don't ask any questions. Don't ask any questions. Live a life total in fantasy, in darkness, in a matzav where you understand that you think that it looks so real, and be'etzim, it's a world of total fake, of total garbage, of total fantasy, and we're running after it. People are sitting in dark rooms. Why are they in dark rooms watching these things? Put on a light! Why are they in dark rooms? They're in a dark room, a very dark. Keep it dark! No lights, please! You turn the light, everybody's screaming! Shut the lights! Why? Because when he puts on a light for a second, everybody said, they realize that the whole thing is stupidity. Utter stupidity. Grown men sitting there and they're crying. Mickey Mouse was killed. Such a sad story. Get me the tissues. See, he got shot. Past the Heinz ketchup, you could also get shot. He's sitting there crying after the movie. The whole thing's a big fake. One big fake. And the guy's caught up with it. They're caught up with it. The whole world's caught up in a lie. The whole Hollywood. And people go visit it, and they show how everything is fake. And they come back more mechuzik. You gotta see more films. Forget on the plane going, they watch more films coming back. You just saw that was all total one big fake. They're making you into a fool. Give me more! I want more! I was on a plane recently. The Goyim is unbelievable. You walk down the aisles, the boy's side. You walk down the aisles, everybody. Today you don't need the thing, they have all the laptops. You know, what should I watch? The 18 movies they're giving me, I already saw 9 of them. When they board this flight, it's an 18-hour flight. I'm getting it all in! Sir, we're taking off again. Just one more movie. No, everybody left the plane 2 hours ago. I'll be done in a minute. When I talk about the yeshiva guys who come on Baruch Hashem with their svarim, two holes in the front cover. Get off the front page, sir! Oh, sorry. Like the guy I was sitting by next to one time on the plane, an older man, I was sitting there with my little gemara trying to learn a little bit. And there was a guy, a respectable businessman. Those times we didn't have the iPhone 10. Anyway, he had one of these Palm Pilots. So he says to me, Rabbi, it's very nice. What Gemara you have over there? I said, I have a Gemara, but you know, Gemara, I'm learning Gemara. Brachas, whatever I was doing, very nice. But I have the whole Shas here. He tells me, pick a daf, pick a daf. I said, Boba Basra Yud Gimel. One sec, boo, 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 boo. Here it is. Got the whole daf. Anytime. Oh, very nice. Pick another daf. I want to learn. Leave me alone. Pick a daf. What is this? Lottery? Pick a daf. Subis, Yud Bey. Subis, Yud Bey. Here it is. You want Rashi? Rashi. Toysmas. Kiva Ega. Whatever you want. I got it all here. You see my little Gemara, Nebuch. Maybe you get a bomb pilot. Okay, sir, atzlocha, thank you. Very nice to know. Go back to learning. I look over. Solitaire! He's playing with the Baba Basra for 44 hours with his Baba Basra there. That's the old times. Today, Hashem Yirachiv. But people are sitting there, and the fantasy of the world, how the world has impressed upon all the fake, the garbage, Rabbi said, how it makes us believe that we're that there's something there, Rabbi said. There's something there, and guys could sit, they go back, okay, it's only Ben Azmanim. It's a Ben Azmanim. Rabbi, you gotta catch up. So he goes to the basement, and his mother, 4 days later, is anybody alive down there? He went down with a bag of popcorn. She comes down, she cuts, has to get knives to cut the eyeballs off the screen, plastered. He did a 72-hour marathon, movie marathon. Shem Yirachim. Just got to catch up. They got to put him into water. He turned into a stone, sitting there, so non-movable. Shem Yirachim, he's almost paralyzed from the waist down. Everything fell asleep down there. Shem Yirachim. And what's he? Okay, so he went in there and he did something. Man, he had a cure, cancer. Rahman al-Islam. What did he do that? He saw 17 episodes of friends, enemies. We don't know who it is. And Mamish told me that Mamish total has nothing to offer. It's total fake. One big fake. And we've been impressed upon all these things that they have, and it's one big dimion, one world of fantasy. And this is the koyach of Samoil. Loma zetishal, don't ask any questions. Walk around in a stupor, running after things that have no meaning, nothing to do, and that's total 100% have no realism to them. And we're wrapped up in them. As I was coming back in the plane last time, them mamish the goyim especially. But today, forget about the girl. Avada Yidden also. But I was happened to be about two goyim. Think there were two ladies were talking. The end of the flight, they were chazering over. Which movie? And what about that scene? And that mamish, I hope people bring out. I don't think that's what he said. Mamish, whole chazar is a shia. And did you like that part and this part and this part? What are they talking about? Basically, we're talking about something that has real meaning. It's total fake. Oh, I like what he said over there. It's fake. It's not real. What are they busy with? A total sheker. 100% sheker. There's no nothing happened like that. It's not true. It's fake. And people are leaking in it. And this is goes on. We're talking about goyim, rachmana litzlan. We know what goes on out there. And this is the koyach of the etzahor, Rabbi Yisrael, the koyach of fantasy, the koyach of dimyuring, and everything, Rabbi Yisrael. How the whole world of advertising go out in the world. They make these big billboards. Ah, if only you would have this coke, Rabbi Yisrael. How great you would feel. If only you would have the cigar, Rabbi Yisrael. You get the thing next to it also. If you had this peanut, wow, planters. And the guy gets all excited. Mom, you have any planters? You gotta get what do you need planters for? I don't know. I just got this, engine had planters. We have the ShopRite peanuts. What's wrong with ShopRite? No, I need planters. Why? Because he went down on 13th Avenue, saw a big sign with that stupid picture of that nut with a hat on top. Planters for the soul of your life. Ha 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 ha! Planters! What have they done to me? They've taken a person that's a normal individual, thinks straight, and they made me into a retarded. Mama's crazy. I'm going after, running after what I'm running. I don't even know what I'm running after, and why I'm running after it. Because it's some stupid billboard. I'm going crazy. A big billboard, giant billboard. You get off the plane. You get off the plane. I got to have that Starbucks coffee when I got off the plane. I have to have it. Say mitzvah, say deraisa, sheyesh b'kares. If you don't get off the plane, and you go for that Starbucks. What's so good to start? Have a coffee. Take a no. It has to be Starbucks. With the insignia on the cup. It has to have the cup Starbucks. Why? I don't know. I have to have a hat with the Borsellino on it. Was it? I have to have to say the Borsellino all over it. Now that they this side and that side, only Borsellino. But your parents don't have so much money right now. Like, I don't care if it costs $2,500 just for the pin, for the Borsellino pin. My parents, listen, I'm a yeshiva boy. I learn maybe 2 hours a day. I deserve it. I'm working very hard in yeshiva, drinking all that coffee. Starbucks, of course. I deserve the Borsellino hat. Why are you getting a Borsellino hat? I don't know. Everybody has one. And that thing makes me crazy because I go into that near the shop and it's a big thing. Borsellino with a nice looking guy. Hat turned like that. You look nothing like it. He's dark and tall. You're short and fat. What do you... It doesn't... It goes to the mirror. I don't know if it's the right hat. There's nothing wrong with the hat. You got to lose some weight. He's there 44 hours. How do you think it looks now? The same way it looked 22 hours ago. No, I think it's a little better. I'm starting to look like the guy. Yeah, you lost weight 44 hours. You lost 10 pounds. Starting to look like the guy in the picture. Hours and hours and hours. Why is it choking his head? Fantasy. Borsellino. If he looks at the Borsellino, I don't know what's going to happen. He has that Borsellino hat. His mother's calling him. I'll be back any minute. Did you get his shirt now? I'm still holding by the hat. Ties are coming soon. Then I'll be back next week. Why? Fantasy. Blown up fantasy by having this suit and this tie and this hat. That's going to make me into a gavra. I'm going to be somebody. Fake. Fantasy. Total garbage. But we live in that world where because the Yetzer Hara takes us and makes us think who knows what of us. And that's his koyach. After Cheta Eitzah Das, this is the koyach of us to get into us and make everything total not real of us. And Yaakov Avinu was the koyach. Kor Yisrael, Yashar Kel. To go back to that darger of Oisai, he fought with the Malach, and everything was real. The Pacham Aktanim was for the sake of the Pacham Aktanim. That should be no waste, no garbage. But everything has its tachlis, everything has its mokoyim, everything has its place. And the Pacham Aktanim, as the front of the Sfarim Akdosh bring down, the Pacham Aktanim, were those Pacham Aktanim that were found for Nes Hanukkah. Because they have a tachlis and there's nothing wasted, and Yaakov Avinu was out there on a mission through based love and love and God that I went through the whole based love, and I wasn't influenced by the world of dimyon of fantasy. I was there to mekayim the tafkid, to mekayim all the mitzvahs, and now the shleimus of a changed name Yisrael, to get the brachas, to be able to get that brachas of all that was there with the tachlis is this tachlis. Yaakov Avinu completes his mission and he fights with the Malach and he struggles alus hashachah to the time of clarity, and then all the avok, kula ka'avosh, ka'ash and tichle, all the smoke, all the fantasy, all the fake goes up in smoke because there's no realism to it. And then he receives his name, Yisrael, Yashar Kel, the Yashar that Hashem made us with from the beginning. Adam, Boris, Adam, Yashar, totally straight, not influenced by this world of fantasy. And a person can lose out his whole mission of Oisai. He's totally schlepped. The Yetzer Hara schleps him this way like a rag towel of Oisai. He wants this one day and the next day he wants this. He's busy with this, he's busy with that, and he's busy with this and this new thing and that new gadget and that new shtus. Total shtus of Oisai. And all it causes, like the Fidel Chai, it causes you to be wiped out, tired. It says by Yaisiv Arashi, he was always Oyev. You know why? Because he did all these things that thought there was excitement to them. Oh, I'm going to go kill this so I can get Nimrod's clothes and this woman and this who knows what. And all it brought him was frustration because it didn't give him any of the pleasure. But mainly he was Oyev. of a koyve Hashem yachlifu koyer. Rabbi say this wearies us down. Rabbi say when a person does this for hours and he walks out, Rabbi say not one guy ever he saw those who knows what, he never walks out with a feeling of goodness, Rabbi say, because there's total emptiness, there was nothing there, it was fake, and he invested so much energy and time and part of his life he gave for something that had no meaning whatsoever, it was fake. Rabbi say this is so important in our lives, Rabbi Sai. As we get older and older, we're going to be bound around all different influences. Even today, Rabbi Sai, there's so much to accomplish in our lives, so much to give meaning for everything, to find the meaning, the realism, the truism and the realism, Rabbi Sai. There's so much realism around there, but it's so covered over. The Yetzirah's koyach, a fantasy of koyach adim, Rabbi Sai. And we have to work hard, Rabbi Sai, through our Amal and Torah, Midas Yaakov Avinu, to uncover the realism, to push away all the fake, to get rid of all the garbage, including those phones, Rabbi Sai, that people have around, Rabbi Sai. Whatever you have them for, very important calls coming in from who knows who, Donald Trump, I don't know who's coming, have calls coming in from. But Rabbi say half the time, Rabbi say those things, half the time, Royiv Rubu Shal time, Rabbi say, what is it giving us? Only a total world of fantasy, Rabbi say. Showing us these types of foods and these types of scenes and these types of garbage, Rabbi say. We're not even getting into the area of the schmutz and the garbage and all the stuff that's poison mamish. We're talking about just this whole yesoid of the Koyach Adimi, Rabbi say. How the Yetzer Hara got so stark that Yibachrim will walk around today in all yeshivas, whether they have a rule, they don't have a rule, they're walking around with things in their pockets that are totally fake. It's a machine that presents total sheker, false hashkafis, and false demyonos, and fantasizing all these scenes and all these garbage, Rabbi Yisrael, and you're walking around living in it and buying into it, and it gives you nothing in return, it's so little. And so if it's over, you're weary and tired out, Rabbi Yisrael, and you have nothing from it, you feel empty and low, Rabbi Yisrael. Let's tap into Midas Yaakov Avinu, these parashas, Rabbi Yisrael, that the Yovik Ish Imo Yaakov inherited to us, Rabbi Yisrael, that we can push away those fantasies. We not be inspired by the billboards, by the cigarettes, Rabbi Yisrael, these things that kill people's lives. The person smoking cigarettes, why? You got leaking in it all the fantasy that's in there. And what is it causing him? It's killing him. And all the fantasy and all the taivas on the mazer, Rabbi Yisrael, that's killing him. The person has to be hold strong, Rabbi Yisrael. This world, we have to hold strong. It's a world of samol. He's covering it up. He's showing dimyon. But we have the koyach of the emetitin emes liyankiv. We have the koyach of Yaakov Avinu, the koyach hatoyer, Rabbi Yisrael. That if we tap into it and we hold strong by the koyach hatoyer, Rabbi Yisrael, that we can push out all the fantasies, all the garbage. We could steal and find out what's real, Rabbi Yisrael. Real! 100% real! And Baruch Hashem, we always speak on this yeshiva, a lot of realism going on, Rabbi Yisrael. The real Yiddish guy, to get to the real Yiddish guy, to tap into the real Yiddish guy. And to get a kesh with the Baruch Hashem for real! Not to be a faker! There's so much fake going on in our own lives! We try everything imitated this, we don't get to the realism, because we're living in a whole world of fake! So we do a lot of fake things. Like we spoke about the dress that we go and things that we do, Rabbi Yisrael. There's no realism to it. Because we're not tapping in. We're riding the wave of that world of fantasy, Rabbi Yisrael. And Be'ezah Hashem Yisbarach, if we tap into it, if we get into real, Rabbi Yisrael, it's the greatest feeling, Rabbi Yisrael. You see the smoke up, everything goes up in smoke, all the garbage goes away, and you tap into the real, and you really, really connect with that, Rabbi Yisrael. And at that moment, Rabbi Yisrael, you really—it's a different feeling. You're in a different world. You're getting to the purpose of the tachlis of the world, Rabbi Yisrael. Now, this is the sort of Chanukah b'emes, Chanukah the Chashmonoim. Not to get into the Greeks, about the body, the physique, the outer, all the thing on the outside, which looks so real, but it's not. There's nothing there. And all, we're about the pnimius, the or of the Chanukah, Rabbi Yisrael. We prepare for Chanukah, Rabbi Yisrael. We prepare for those pachim ketanim, to realize the tachlis of everything in the world, the meaning of everything, for the sake of the Bari Olam, let's tap into the koyach of Chanukah, the ksas min ha'or, and we'll doicha habi min ha'choshech, we'll see the light, and bizecha be'ez Hashem, to push away that koyach of dimyoin, and bizecha to the alois ha'shachar, the day when everybody sees the realism, the truism, Mashiach came here. Amen.